Liam's Astral Podcast, episode 157. It has a title, but I don't know what it is yet. We'll decide that later. So, those who've been following along might have a copy already of Taco and of E-Burrito over on your bookshelf. At some point in the future, you're going to have a copy of Hamster Sauce to complete the trilogy. And, God willing, maybe there'll be a fourth one, I don't know. But when Hamster Sauce gets to 600 pages, then I'll publish it. It's currently at 185. So it's going to be a little while, especially considering I started it in April of 2022. And it's currently May of 2026. So, yeah, but for like the hardcore people who are paying attention to Gwydion and his poetry books, or Edward, or whatever, you know, by any other name. So, this is a little bit more of a casual laid-back. It's just me here. Edward's not bugging us today. Hamster Sauce. There's the introduction, then there's Roman numeral 1, Hamster Sauce, page 1. Roman numeral 2, Chickens, page 56. Roman numeral 3, The New Poetry, page 176. The introduction that was written in April of 2022 says, "Please accept my sincerest apologies for the title of this book. Edward Reeb, April 27, 2022, New Delhi, India." And then there's a second introduction. So it's the introductions with the S in parentheses. I guess there was some confusion about the dates. When you see a date, know that everything after it was written on that day until you see another date. Edward Reeb, May 3rd, 2026. Full disclosure, it said mail, M-A-Y-L. Now it says May. Okay, so pretty much a lot, not all, maybe not even most of the poetry that's in Hamster Sauce has been read aloud on Gwydion's Astral Podcast, but certainly a sizable chunk, I think it's safe to say, here and there. There's an About the Author section. Do you want to hear it? About the author. This is at the end. What's in a name? Edward used the pen name Schlenchnunheimer back in 90. Around 93, Isaac led a guided meditation for him to find his magical name. The letters emerged from a river of blood. If you're seeing this on YouTube, those are the letters. Isaac asked, "How do you pronounce it?" Edward replied, "Sfinuritoch." Isaac asked, "Are you sure?" Edward checked again and said, "Ecrothpon." Edward left his name and became Frater B.T. on November 11th of 1994. In December of 2000, someone named him Gwydion. In July of 2007, a new Edward emerged, which no one noticed since it was the name he'd always gone by publicly, the name on his IDs. On October 9th of 2012, at 2:19 p.m. Pacific, Jin Aquarian, guitarist from Yahoa 13, gave him a new name, Pymander Aquarian. Aside from these, Schultheis was the name John Dan would give when people asked what composer composed the music he was improvising. Edward chose to inherit the pseudonym for when he played the piano or the keyboard. Evolution. It's a big, bold heading. Edward discovered his love of writing short stories in elementary school during the summer of 1989 when he wrote a 7-page dystopian fantasy called Ruler of the World. In 92, he began writing poetry. By 06, he'd taken up the habit of distilling the entertainment industry news each day into one or a few haikus, senryu, technically. As a result, more than half of the 600 pages of his poetry compilation called Taco consists of these haikus, which which chronicle the process of transformation or death which Hollywood underwent from 2006 to 2014 as YouTube, Netflix, and online piracy emerged, became a concern, then rapidly obliterated the system which had been in place there for almost a century. In 2017, Edward sold or gave away most of his possessions and set off to begin a pilgrimage to see the four major sites where the Buddha was born, meditated, taught, and passed away. He bought a one-way ticket to Nepal. This is where Taco ends and e-burrito, in a sense, begins. I don't know why I went to Africa first, but the whole thing was, I was always telling people I was going to buy a one-way trip ticket to Nepal, and then right before leaving for Nepal, I decided to stop in Africa, South Africa first, but anyway. After 4 months of teaching yoga in Kathmandu, he continued his pilgrimage, taking a bus to India, where he unexpectedly met Priyal. After a year, they were married in a small Ishvara temple in Tamil state, and since then, I should write Tamil Nadu state. And since then, Edward and Priyal have lived and traveled and learned from each other. In 2021, Edward became inspired to write Thomas and the Wolf, then gathered all of his old short stories and published them in The Small Gray Mouse, and all of his old poetry, and published Taco. He began writing poetry again in earnest, almost daily. He also found many other poems from his past which hadn't made it into Taco, including some from as far back as 1992. In April of 2022, exactly 30 years after those earliest poems, Edward published his second 600-page poetry compilation, e-Burrito. The first third of which is older poetry that didn't make it into Taco, and the latter two-thirds begins where Taco ended. Hamster Sauce, of course, begins where e-Burrito ended. He also discovered several other short stories he'd forgotten about, revised some of them, wrote one more, and published Smaller Mouse. In addition, he published a book written by his dad, John Dan Reeb, in 1976 called Transformations, as well as a compilation of several thousand sonnets written by a computer program he'd written as a teenager, the program being called, and thus the book's author being credited as, Sonnet One. Most recently, he dusted off an idea he'd had back in the early metaphysical days, 1996, and in October of 2022, published the DNA alphabet under the name VH Frater BT. Edward also hosts a podcast, which you can find on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, called Edward Reeb's Buddhist Books Podcast. Oh, this is old. In which he endeavors to read all of Theravadan, Mahayana, and Vajrayana scripture with often humorous commentary. Okay, so I'm going to change Edward Reeb's Buddhist Books Podcast to Buddhist Books Podcast. And I'm going to pluralize podcasts and add and chicken philosophy, because I wrote this about the author before I had started chicken philosophy in August of 2023. All right. Okay, the Buddhist Books Podcast, in which he endeavors to read all the different kinds of Buddhism, as well as Chicken Philosophy, in which he endeavors to read everything else. Good enough, right? Okay, so other than that, I wanted to catch you guys up on some poetry. You might recall there was some, like, I don't know, grouchy poetry not too long ago, maybe a few months. The time operates a little differently, as you know, on Gwydion's Astral Podcast than it does on some of the hyperactive podcasts like Chicken Philosophy and, to a lesser degree, Buddhist Books Podcast. I think Gwydion's Astral Podcast is a little bit more alive than Esoteric Nerd Podcast, but it's, anyway, so yeah, I read Trishula on Back. So I'd started with the most recent, in the one called Retro Gwydion. I started with November 15th of 2025, a poem called Trishula, and then I read backwards from there. So today I'm going to start with the poem that I wrote after that, because that episode was on like November 16th, and the poem was November 15th. So the next poem I wrote after that was January 12th of 2026. So I'm going to catch you up on the poetry up till today in Hamster Sauce, which will one day be on your bookshelf. January 12th, 2026, me issues. If you want me to struggle with rage, to try ever so hard to resist the urge to visualize you being tortured in the most horrible ways, just speak to me and start a sentence with, "You should." February 16th, 2026. My heart is full of hatred for you, oh YouTube. I want to see your skull broken open, blood on the pavement with bits of brain. February 20th, 2026. The Screaming Tarot. There once was a lady with a tarot deck who one day went to her guru or whatever and said, "My tarot deck is screaming. Can you help me?" He said, "Bring it to the shop." She did. They went in the back. He opened the cloth and the hair on the back of his neck stood on end. "My God, what have you done to it?" "What do you mean?" "Tell me about how you use the tarot." "Well, usually when things are really bad, I do a reading, and afterward, I feel much better." And afterward, I feel much better. They ended up setting the deck on fire. "Edward, you can do better. Please do. Hamster Sauce is screaming." Edward replies, "Okay, Pomandres, I'll do my best." And then there's a whole new section. So I don't know if you knew, but for the past like 20 pages or so, it's been a section called Chickens. And I don't know if I've read the title. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I'm going to assume I didn't and read you the first poem in Chickens. This is on page 157, though with some editing, I don't know if it's still going to be 157 by the time you have it in your hands. Chickens, September 9th, 2025. Chickens. There's a section called Chickens, a poem called Chickens. It starts with the word chickens. Chickens used to mean problems when Hamster Sauce began. Now coagulation, outward and inward, open and secret. 47 in Mumbai. Dad was 26 in Bombay, I think. A mall and supplies, unknown, undiscovered. Then October, yoga, exercise, bike. Archive.org, Dad's poetry book, and phase two of this book will begin. Rules change with the personae. Who's talking? A mountain man in the sea. Okay, so that's the beginning of Chicken. That's the beginning of the section called Chickens. 20 pages later is the beginning of the section called The New Poetry. It's a poem called The New Poetry. April 5th, 2026. The new poetry. Can it ever be again? What happened? We used to write such beautiful, sometimes thought-provoking, maybe poetry. What did it become? How did it get that way? Will it become something more? Is this the first one? April 29th, 2026. Passing by the late great Bodhi tree, overheard some kids were talking, taking for granted a blaming of Christianity for the destruction of the environment. At first I thought it was idiotic, but later reconsidered. How much of a role did the assumption of being separate from, better than, nature, of dominating fish of the sea, fowl of the air and all that, of putting one's spiritual eggs in the basket of some kind of otherness, how much of a role did that play, and how much of it was Christianity? Certainly not everything has a oneness with nature vibe. Gnostics and Buddhists seem to see the earth as the enemy in many cases, Mara and all that. The demiurge, well, Sethian Gnosticism anyway. Anyway, thought I'd write it down before the first few minutes of the day wash away the memory of dreams. May 3rd, 2026. That bittersweet feeling when you're about to smoke the last of the hydroponic. And later that day, actually, I'd rather fuck Hin than Huck Finn. And no, I didn't misspell then. So the first one was spelled with an E, and when it says I didn't misspell then, spelled with an A. I should put a disclaimer here that's Huck Finn today, so he's approximately 170 years old and probably a lot less racist.